The Mistaken Identity experience you know and love is now even better on Patreon. A big shout out to everyone who has already joined us over there, but thanks to a new round of updates to the platform, listeners have so many new reasons to join the party or dive back in on the app. For those of you who already have the app, you can't help but be impressed by some of these changes. The whole thing has become more intuitive and has made searching for your favorite content even easier, creating your own little world for your favorite creators just like us. And the biggest addition to the Mistaken Identity world is community chats. This is for sure the biggest element of the new Patreon rollout, and the one we're most excited about as well, because it's going to bring us closer to you. These new community chats, like most of these new features, are only available through the Patreon app, and these chats give our fans a space to talk to us and each other in real time outside of any traditional comment section. You can discuss our latest work, give feedback, ask questions directly to us, and react any old way that you please. This is on top of all the Patreon exclusive content we already offer, like the video version of the unedited podcasts, behind the scenes looks at show production, and exclusive content drops way in advance of our mainstream channels. And the best part is that you can get all this starting at just $1 a month. So open up the app and look us up by searching Mistaken Identity Media, or just follow the link directly in the show notes to get started today. You can also download the Patreon app itself for free directly from the Google Play or Apple App Store to unlock the full VIP experience. However you consume Mistaken Identity Media, we thank you for the support and hope you enjoy the show.
To so many people, you know, lifelong Cubs fans, it's our happy place. It doesn't feel like a year without going to Wrigley Field, and you guys are amazing at what you do.
And that's the thing, is that the Wrigley employees are always so helpful. They go beyond.
When you see the same faces year after year after year in the same sections, it makes you feel, it all feels like family. That you're going to a place like it's a little family reunion.
Every family member and friend who comes to that I take to a Cubs game or I take on a Wrigley Field tour, because there's nothing better to do than be in Chicago, and you all made that possible.
Like I said, these are not just employees in my opinion, they're like family.
I've brought people from all over the world, all over the country, people that don't like baseball, they love Wrigley Field. And we have you guys to thank for that.
Welcome to Mistaken Identity Beyond the Ballpark. We explore the fascinating personal lives of the people inside Chicago's most iconic sports venue, Wrigley Field. Our podcast will take you on an amazing journey, introducing you to some incredible people that we've met along the way. We'll discuss hot topics, play a few games, and just try to have an overall good time. There'll be plenty of surprises along the way, so stick with us to see where our journey heads next. But for now, kick back, relax, and enjoy the latest episode of Mistaken Identity Beyond the Ballpark.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Mistaken Identity Beyond Podcast. Sorry, Beyond the Ballpark. It always happens when I press go. Something happens on these podcast episodes. But got a great guest for you today. Before I get there, some housekeeping notes. Those of you that are on Patreon, I know you all get to watch this. If you're not on Patreon, you're getting this later, the audio version. But I've been behind on giving out gifts to you all, so the gift for this episode, I got a bunch of these donated. These Chicago Cubs. These are clear, like tote bags. I got a bunch of them. So you know the drill. You got to email Jordan at mistakenidentitymedia@gmail.com. Just say you want a tote bag, and we'll send it out to you. First come, first serve. Now, episode today. So I was minding my business. I was online. I got a notification. Somebody called me out and said that they're waiting to be on my podcast because they have so much to say. I'm joking with him because I usually can get his name right easily. You all probably can't, but I usually can get it out. He'll admit to it. Those of you that are watching, you all see him laughing. I can get it right usually, but when I'm on camera, probably going to come out wrong, but my guest today is Jakarta DeJore Barrett. Did I mess it up?
No, you got it right.
Oh, good. Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome. Appreciate it.
Now, before I begin, I want to know from you, what are some of the things that people have called you other than your name? Like, when they try to say your name, I'm just curious. Because your name is unique, so what do you get usually at Wrigley? I'm curious.
I mean, most people in the ballpark would call me Jay. But before the ballpark, like, teachers, all the black teachers, like, they ain't never called me Jakarta DeJore. They always be like either Mr. Barrett or Barrett. So I'm like, I mean, I respected them more because I'm like, they couldn't pronounce it. So I'm like, at least they didn't pronounce it wrong. But my white teachers, like, they already got it off the jump. They used to say my full names. Like, if I'd done something in the hallway or in the classroom, they didn't say Jakarta DeJore. They'd be like, Jakarta DeJore Barrett. I used to hate that so much. I'm like, out of all these kids acting a fool in this school, I'm the only one. You gonna say my full name?
Yes. It's funny because when I was in grammar school, I went to an all black school, but my favorite teacher was white. Her name was Mrs. Size. And boy, she was just great. She was awesome. She was pretty cool. But now I used to call you, for short, I used to call you Jake, and you hated that. So what's the difference between Jake and Jay?
Because, like, we already got a Jake, so I'm like, I'm not gonna lie, I did not want to be the black Jake. I hate that so much. I'm like, my mama didn't name me Jake, so okay. I'd rather be just Jake. That's the first initial in my name. So,
okay. Now, what is the? I'm sure you may have asked, what is the history or meaning behind your name?
It means King of Principles.
Ooh, King of Principles. Now, your brother used to work there. What was his name again? His first name?
His first name was Jabor Kendall.
Yes. Okay. So your brother used to work there. Now, what does his name mean?
I don't know. I haven't heard it in a while. I have to ask my mom.
Okay. All right. Now, your mom, did she say where she got the name from or why she named you all that? Did she say where it came from?
So my mom did a lot of touring. Well, she actually, before she had me, after she graduated college, she decided to just explore the world because she felt like she wouldn't get the chance in the future. And so I didn't understand it back then, but I do now because, it's not like my mom, she really doesn't go anywhere. Like, she'll leave Chicago, but like, she doesn't leave like the United States. So now I understand like why she explored the world earlier. Before she started having kids, so I appreciate my mom more now than when I was a kid for that.
Okay. Before I move on, I want to talk about the hot topic of the week. It's been all over social media, it's all over the news. I want to get your take on it, but this is about our personal life and our personal opinions. It's not about work at all. And everybody's talking about Alabama. So I'm sure you know about Alabama. I'm just curious, you know, what are your thoughts about what happened in Alabama?
With that situation, like, Alabama's always been segregated, so that's nothing new. But I felt like that young man that jumped in the water that protected his coworker, he did what he's supposed to do. Like, they say, like, at your job, we treat each other like family. But then, like, situations like that happen, like, they don't jump in. Like, they just stand there and watch. And so I hate people who be like, oh, we family. But then when the crap hits the fan, they don't do nothing. So I'm not that type of guy. I feel like if I call you family or if you my friend, through thick and thin, I got your back. Because I don't want something to happen to you and then your family, like, and then, like, when they find out what happened, they feel like, and what you claim you as friend, why you ain't help them? You was right there, so... I don't want that situation to happen because I feel like if that was me, I would want somebody to back me up.
You know, I was shocked that people jumped in because from what I see most of the time, most people look the other way. Like, oh, I'm not getting involved. I don't want to get sued. I don't want whatever. So I was kind of shocked that people jumped in to help because I always feel that people look the other way. But as you said, that, you know, people are family. People will get offended. People would jump in. So that was, but the boy that did the jumping in the water, and then swim up there. That was impressive to me. I don't know if I would have done that, mainly because I'm scared to swim. But
I would. I would. Of course. Yeah, I'm going to help any of my coworkers because I truly love my coworkers at the park. So I feel like if they're in a situation like that, I was talking to Sully the other day about that. He was like, hey, if that was me, he was like, what would you do? I'm like, man, they going to call me Sonic. I don't care where I'm at. I don't care if I'm in Gallagher Way, Gate 5. If I feel like you getting jumped, best believe I'm going to be the first person there to back you up.
If I jump in any water, I have to swim like that. But I don't have to catch my breath for like 35 minutes. See me? Back to normal. Which is why I applaud him, because if it was me, I'm swimming like that, I gotta catch up. But let's move on to baseball. How did you hear about the Cubs job and what made you apply?
Oh, so the first time, I don't know if you know this, but the first time I was there, I was at GSA. So back when I was in college. And then at the end of the season, I accidentally deleted like the email they sent out if you want to return. And so I'm like, I didn't notice that until they sent me an email like, have a good one, your future endeavors. And I'm like, man, I wanted to come back. So then when I heard that the Cubs were at a job fair, that's why I met you for the first time in my junior year. I applied, then I was like, how long are you guys are gonna be? And he was like, you guys are next 2 hours. So I went to my mom's house to go pick up my brother and my cousin Deshelle, and I brought them because I know they were looking for jobs, and I got them with the Cubs too.
So you know that I don't remember any of that, right? I don't remember any of that.
You don't? Yeah, because you was there. Corey was there too.
Where was it at?
It was some church. It wasn't on East Garfield.
I know. I've been there for so long and seen so many people and hired and interviewed that I always do track of who I've met at these places and where I've met. It's funny. Yeah. I come on the show all the time. I interview somebody and I'm like, who hired you? They go, Frank, you did. I'm like, oh, okay. That's good. So when you got the job and you told your friends and family that you work for the Cubs, did they immediately say, can I get tickets?
No. Really? Not immediately. But once I got put on the field as a field guard and they see me on TV, like a random female who I haven't talked to in a while. They was like, hey, hey, Stank, all that. I'm like, what? I'm like, who is this? So they was like, this so-and-so from high school. They was like, well, can I get some tickets to the free game? Can I get some free tickets to the Cubs game? I'm like, I don't even get free tickets. So I'm like, how you think I get free stuff?
But let me ask you a question, though. When you found out that you had the chance to be a field guard, you weren't like nervous personally. You weren't nervous about having to chase somebody down and tackle them. And like that wasn't nervous to you?
Nah, not really? At all. Because this is not my first security job.
That's different. Being on the field is and having to tackle some crazy person down is different than being in the bleachers. I'm just saying. For example, they've asked me and David Jones several times if we wanted to, learn how to do it so that Papa can get a break. And we're both like, hell no. But I want to do that. Papa better never get sick ever. So I'm just curious as to it just no issues, no worries at all. Somebody come out and feel you ready to go.
I ain't got no worries.
Okay, all right. Now tell me about, were you a Cubs fan before you got the job?
Of course. I'm gonna always support Chicago.
Yeah, I wasn't. I was back in the 90s, decades ago, I was into the Bulls, but the Bulls had won back to back to back, whatever. So I was not a Cub fan until I got the job and I got to Wrigley Field. I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. So what made you When did you become a Cub fan, and what was your favorite player back in the day?
I wasn't the type to really have like a favorite player. I was mostly just, I was born and raised in Chicago, so I'm like, I'm gonna always support Chicago because to me, this is the greatest city in the world. So, just I got love for the Cubs as much as I got love for the White Sox, also for the Chicago Fire. also for the Chicago Bulls. So, you know, it's not that I really have a favorite. I think that I support all Cubs players.
Now, the other White Sox, I'm not a huge fan of theirs, but I'm a huge fan of Tim Anderson. Speaking of current events and in the news, you know that Tim Anderson was in the news recently. Did you see the video, by the way?
I did. He got knocked out.
So what are your thoughts on that situation?
So with that fist fight, you know, I actually got into an argument with one of our coworkers. He was like, he didn't get knocked out. He got knocked down. I'm like, no. So I'm like, obviously, you never been in a fight before. So if someone punches you as hard as they can and you fall and someone has to pick you up, congratulations. You got knocked out, my friend. You did not get knocked down. He got knocked out on live television.
Yes.
This is my problem. Started a fight that he could not win.
Did he start it, though?
He did. Because so they were going, he said something to Jose first. Jose responded back, and they were going back and forth. And the umpire told him to cut it out, but they still kept going back and forth. So I felt he started a fight. Because in the beginning of the video, he stood over him for a long time. Like, come on, bro. Like, that's why Jose responded. Like, really, bro? And he said something back, and now they're cursing at each other because they dimmed the audio. So I'm like, oh man, they finna get into it. As soon as he got up, I'm like, yep, I bet you they finna fight. And I was right.
This is my thing. I watched the video several times. And usually when these baseball fights are about to begin or whatever, as soon as there's an inkling of about to be a fight, benches clear, infielders come in or whatever, stand between them, whatever, everybody just stops. Watched and let them at least square up and get ready to go. I thought to myself, what kind of teammates would do that? I didn't understand why it even got to that point, because they squared up for a little bit. There was enough time for the shortstop, first baseman, the right fielder. If they really wanted to help Tim Anderson, support it or break it up, they could have made it there. I sort of feel like the White Sox, as an organization, something is going on there, I feel like.
I feel that, too. I feel like Tim Anderson, I'm like, his time with the White Sox is about to come to an end. Because I feel like if you let your teammates let you fight, obviously something's going on in the background. Either they don't like you or they don't want you on the team.
Yeah.
So I'm like, they're both in the wrong for that, because they never should have let them fight.
I've seen Jason Hayward run from right field all the way to home plate to break up a fight that the Cubs are involved in faster than anybody got to Tim Anderson, which is close to, but I've seen Jason Hayward jump in there, and who's gonna mess with Jason? Jason Hayward is huge. Who's gonna mess with him? So yeah, I see your point though. Go ahead though.
Yeah, I'm like, because when I was on the baseball team, I'm like, and all my teams, they knew like it's certain things that would make me mad, and so they would never let me punch somebody. But I always get into it with other players because they felt like I was the smallest, so they figured, oh, I'm bigger than him. I'm gonna punk him. I mean, no, this ain't that. I'm like, I ain't scared of nobody. I feel like we all the same. You bleed like I bleed. So, you know, that was mostly baseball really gave me the strength to be harder, because I feel like I'm not going to let no man or person punk me just because you bigger than me or you taller than me.
All right, so I'm going to play a little game. I'm going to put you on the spot. I'm going to play a little field guard game here. I've got a list of field guards here in my hand. Most of which are friends of mine, by the way. So this is not a game that's negative about them. I'm going to say their name, and you're going to tell me what you think about them. Again, it's not negative about them. These are all great people that we all know. But from one field guard to the next, I'm curious to know what you think about some of these other field guards. Again, most of who have been on the show already. We're going to start with my best friend. Everybody knows me and him go way back. We are blood brothers, basically, to the end. Keyston, what do you think about Keyston, field guard?
Keyston, good brother.
Yes, I think that Keyston has. I'm older now from learning these new words. I learned a new word the other day. It's called drip. Keyston, when he dresses outside of work, that's my definition of a drip right there. You've seen Keyston outside of work?
I've seen him once.
Yeah, Keyston, the shoes. I'm telling you. But okay, Keyston. What about Corey Luna?
My dog. My dog.
Why is it your dog? Tell me.
We just been cool ever since day one. So, you know, he always had my back, always had his, you know. Just a great guy. Always great to be around great guy to talk to. It's times when I came to work, I had bad days and I really didn't want to come to work. He made my days better. So, my dog, he got my back. So,
yeah, I love Corey to death. Corey will, he's like, he has two personalities. He will curse me out at one minute or give me an attitude, whatever. And then the next morning, hey, Frank, how you doing? Are you okay? Heard you had a funeral. He got this rough personality, but he has this soft personality at the same time. That's Corey Luna. All right, what about, let's go to female field guard. What about Amanda?
That's twin now.
That's who?
That's twin.
Why you say that?
Because when we was at Cubs convention, we wore the same hat. Like, even though we had the same everything that day. Like, so that's twin. So forever twin.
Okay. All right. A fairly new field guard, Marcus Adams.
Great guy. I did not know he was from the. Hey, Frank, I did not know he was from the West Side. I thought he was from up north. Because, like, he don't seem like someone from out west.
Yeah, Marcus Adams. And it's funny because this is only his – he started mid-season last year. So he just got done being a rookie 2 weeks ago. He started mid-season, and then he came through mid-season now. So he's just now finishing a full year, which technically now makes him finish being a rookie, which is, like, very interesting. Yes. Now, are you a lead now?
Yeah.
I'm just curious, whose idea was that? Like, who predicted that? I'm just curious. Like, was there any certain person that predicted it or suggested it to you? I'm just curious if there's anybody that should get some kind of credit for that. I'm just curious. It could have been nobody.
Yeah, that gentleman did, but he was like, he's like 4 years late. But, you know, I'll take it when I can, my brother. So I appreciate you, Frank. Yeah, you the real OG.
Yes, I'm like, you know, hey. And then you didn't do the email, like I told you. But that's another story because it worked out eventually. That's another story for another day. Now, Tim, what kind of music you listen to?
Rap, R&B. I'm heavy on the R&B. Like my when my grandma raised me, all you could hear is like R&B Monday through Saturday. Like she didn't let me listen to rap in the house. So if I want to listen to rap, I had to be outside. Or I'll be with my friends on Sundays. Church music heavy. I got some jazz from my uncle Danny, God rest his soul. When he died, he left like his whole jazz collection to me. So I kind of missed him one day on his birthday. I didn't want to go to his grave. Cause I feel like I was gonna cry, and I'm not the type to cry in front of everybody. I'm the type to cry like when I'm alone. So one day I just woke up on his birthday, went through his whole collection, and started going through his jazz collection, and so and now I'm hooked on it.
So you like jazz?
Yeah.
I would never guess that. Okay, all right. What about cooking? Can you cook? If you can, what can you cook well?
I usually don't cook a lot now because I'm always away, and like, and when I am home, like most of the time, like I'm asleep. So I'll be tired from work, or if I do have a day off, like I'll go straight to the gym, and then and there's a Potbelly like right across the street. So, you know,
So speaking of Corey Luna, he'll go to me, Frank, I'm at the gym right now. Right now, I'm like, hey, next time we get into the gym, you go, okay, I'm going to the gym right now. I'm at McDonald's. I don't understand how the gym relates to McDonald's. And you just talk about working out and then going to Potbelly. I don't understand you people, you young people, in this whole let me work out and then go with some fast food. Like, doesn't it cancel out the other?
Nah, I only eat the healthy stuff from Potbelly. So what's I don't really like
everything processed.
They got vegan options. So, I mean, I'm not vegan, but I'm trying something new because I'm like, I'm trying to lose like this stomach weight. So one of my vegan friends, he was like, I'll give you some options how to lose weight in the stomach. So I seen like Potbelly, I seen the menu and I'm like, oh, I'll try this then. So, you know.
All right. So, Jay, so now I'm not a person that go to the gym, works out. But I want to tell you about a routine that I do have that I like. So there is this new drink. I'm not a fan of energy drinks at all. Not a big caffeine guy. But there is a new, it's the world's first productivity drink, actually, and it's called Magic Mind, and I'm absolutely in love with it. It is something that you can do normally with coffee in the morning. I'm not a coffee person, but if you drink coffee, it's great for you. I like to put mine in the fridge and then just drink it with me, but it is great. It provides energy. It also is good for relieving stress and anxiety. It boosts your focus, your mental clarity. It enhances your immunity. It fights jitters and fatigue. Most of you all know I work all day, every day, most of the time, running around, doing some just incredible things that I probably shouldn't be doing. And then usually when I get home, I'm extremely tired. But with Magic Mind, man, it has really changed my routine and my anxiety and my stress level. And it allows me to get more done. And at the end of the day, I'm not exhausted at all whatsoever. Matter of fact, I feel like I can get off work and then work two more shifts in the same day. It's really, 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 really cool. Again, and it's something that you can do drinking it. It's like a shot. You drink it with something or by itself. I'll drink it by itself. In the fridge, I just get it before I go to work, and it lasts all day. It's truly, truly amazing. Natural products, natural ingredients: vitamin D, vitamin C, turmeric, B12, B13. Everything you can think of that is good for you is available in this Magic Mind drink. And as you all know, I love to share when I find great things. So we have a really good deal for you. You can get 20% off. Check out the link either in the description or type into the browser Magic Mind, M-A-G-I-C-M-I-N-D, magicmind.com/mistakenidentity20. And you can get 20% off. Make sure you use our code. Our code is mistakenidentity20. Don't forget that. Or you can get 50% off of subscription if you want to keep getting it all the time. So again, check out the link below in the description or magicmind.com/mistakenidentity20. And at checkout, use our code mistakenidentity20 for Magic Mind. You will not be disappointed. All right, let's get back to the topic. All right. So tell me, I'm going to let you embarrass yourself almost. Tell me something about you that none of us that know your work would be just shocked or stunned to know about you.
Personally?
Yeah. Something that we don't know about you.
I'm educated, right? So I know a lot of y'all be like, because it be, this is why I hate, like when I use big words, like people be getting mad because like a lot of people didn't go to college or they don't know what that word means. And so, look, I'm not, when I use big words, I'm like, you know, it's just, I'm just using my intelligence. That's why I was raised by all my elders. Like, don't use ignorance, use your intelligence and people will like you more. So, don't think that I'm talking down on you or that I think that I'm better than you. I don't think that I'm better than no man, but I'm no lesser than him or her or him. So I'm equal as just as everybody else. So, but you know, I am educated. So
That was by far the best answer that I have gotten in 3 years of doing the podcast. That was the best answer. Now, tell me, what are your hobbies? What do you do for fun?
Most of the time, on my days off, I'm having fun. I just tried judo. Okay. So I'm like, I'm not doing that again because, man, it was a female instructor. This lady was tall, like she was 6'11".
Wow.
And I'm like, oh, I'm definitely not coming back. I'm like, I'm a shortest person in there. So I'm like, I'm like, they was like, so they was like, our classes for men are like 15 a month. You think you'd be coming back? No. So, but I have been going back to gaming. So,
what games do you play?
Mostly Tekken. I stopped Mortal Kombat because I'm not gonna lie, like the dialogues in the dialogues in the game, like it's just matching. It's not matching up to the characters. Like I'm like, I grew up on games like that, so I'm like, I know this person don't talk like this, or it's not in their vocabulary. So I'm like, so the littlest things can make me want to stop supporting things.
Okay, all right. And my last question before I let you ask Nick question, I was at the game today with Jordan. We were in the bleachers, and we were talking about how me and him were talking about how a lot of people hate being in the bleachers, but me and him love working in the bleachers. The bleachers are probably the best part to be in. Without talking about business personally, what are your feelings about the bleachers in general? The experience sitting out there, being out there. What do you talk about the bleachers?
I love the bleachers. It's a great experience. It helps develop your character, helps you improve like your work experience, and also it either makes you or breaks you. So you know, if you want to run with the big boys, I feel like the bleachers is like a big test to prove like you can run with the big boys, or it'll show you like this ain't what you want.
Okay, all right. All right, 3 minutes to go. What question do you, I was asking everybody that does this to end the podcast to ask me a question. What question do you have for Frank?
For you?
Yep, what question do you have for me?
Damn, I wish you would have told me that.
I never do, then they'd be too good, so I never do that in advance.
Yeah. Can you come back to that question? I ain't got one yet.
That's the last one. Look what time it is.
That's the last one.
Time flies. This is why if I do it earlier, people they'll think they have a good question. I like to do it at the end, so that way they won't have a good question for me.
Yeah. I do got a question now.
Okay, go ahead.
What was your first impression when you met me?
Oh God. What was my... First of all, I don't remember you at the fair at all. I remember you at the field though. I think I met you and your brother together, though, I think at the same time. I think we were at Gate 3. But my first memory of you, at least, at Gate 3. And I remember the names. And back then, the supervisors, we didn't, you know, we couldn't pronounce you all's name. You are, you know, J1 and J number 2. I felt like you thought I was mean. Most people, when they first meet me on their first day or whatever, they think that I'm mean. I'm somewhat by the book or strict when I can be, but I thought you thought I was mean. Eventually down the line, right, once you got to know me, I felt like everybody does, eventually they get to know me and they're like, oh, Frank is great. But I felt that you thought that I was mean. Am I right or wrong?
No, I didn't think it was mean. I thought you was like, you was strict as hell. So I'm like, okay. I'm like, yeah, he one of them brothers that's strict. Like he ain't no joke. So I'm like, I'm going to just do what he tell him. On the clock, and then I'm like, if I want to act a fool, I'll probably do it off the clock.
But you got to know me, and you realized that I just like for the job to get done. Once the job gets done, then we can play together all day, right?
Yeah,
right. So you got to know me. Yeah, even Chris, the same thing. When he first met me, he was intimidated by me. I'm like, why? But I just like to get things done first, and then when it's done, people are like, oh, once you do your job, Frank is cool after that point. But all right. Thank you very much. I'm glad we got to do this. Gotta have you come back on again and discuss more hot topics like Alabama when it happens again. But all right, you heard it from the man, the myth, the legend. Thank you very much for being with me, and thank you all for checking out this podcast episode. And we will catch you all on the next episode of Mistaken Identity Beyond the Ballpark. Adios, everybody.
Hey guys, if you're hearing my voice here again, that means we've reached the end of the show. It's that time again for all the thank yous and special messages and disclaimers, you know, all the stuff you really tune in for each week. A big thank you yet again to all of our supporters who not only continue to tune into our show, but take the time to hit the like button, write reviews, and share our content on social media. It all really helps us grow our audience. Our Patreon page continues to thrive as well, as we're working not only on the podcast, but Roku channel and the book club and on and on and on. If you'd like to be a part of that expanding Mistaken Identity experience, follow the link in our show notes to our Patreon page, or go to patreon.com and search Mistaken Identity Podcast for all the ways you can sign up to access this multitude of additional content. Mistaken Identity is also now a part of the Unconfined Network, which is a home to many podcasts whose hosts have met inside the walls of Wrigley Field. To check out the network's other show offerings, head to unconfinednetwork.com. That's all one word, unconfinednetwork.com, to view all of our shows and their catalogs. Shouts out to Frank Walker, Jesse Graham, and Jordan Burks for their continued efforts both in front and behind the scenes to keep Mistaken Identity rolling along every week. And of course, we can't leave without our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are solely our own, and we do not speak for or on behalf of the Chicago Cubs or any other organization. This is Joe Flaherty for the Mistaken Identity Podcast saying stay safe, and we'll catch you next time beyond the ballpark. We'll be right back.